This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as promised, oil. There was a 1-2 punch in general confidence today, as Megan was talking about, Italy and oil. There was also, within the oil market itself, a 1-2 punch of its own, a double black swan, at least one oil analyst call it. Already battered by soft demand due to the coronavirus, oil prices got slammed when Saudi Arabia and Russia got into a price war over the weekend. So, as Megan said, crude prices collapsed today off almost 20%. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, those two countries, Saudi Arabia and Russia, are taking aim at West Texas oil drillers, and they are hurting.
The new kid on the oil block the past decade has been the U.S., drilling and fracking and stealing customers from the Saudis and the Russians. And it was the Russians who figured, enough. Let's flood the market, collapse prices, and see who survives, says Christopher Page at Rystad Energy.
The trend underway has been that U.S. production has been increasing and that Russia and Saudi Arabia have needed to cut production to accommodate that. And so I think that the Russians see this as their opportunity to put some shale producers out of business.
Those shale producers are American firms with high costs that lose money at today's prices. Some already halted activity over the weekend. And at the research firm Infill Thinking, founder Joseph Tripke expects drill rigs to be idled, companies to fail, and workers to lose jobs. That's on top of 15,000 layoffs last year.
There comes a point in every oil field market cycle where things get Darwinian, and in this down cycle, that time is now.
In the last price war of 2015, many American oil companies got leaner and meaner and survived. But today, selling prices are even lower, and Wall Street lenders and investors are no longer there to help.
That's gone today.
Ann Fox is the CEO of Nine Energy Service in Houston.
So this is the real, you know, capital discipline. This is live within your cash flows and that's it. There's no access to either of those markets.
How bloody this gets depends on how long crude prices stay in the basement. Russia and Saudi Arabia could change their minds and cut supply, bringing prices back. But if the price war goes on more than a year, watch out. Energy economist Ed Herz teaches at the University of Houston.
The Saudi strategy is to go ahead with the price war until the other members of OPEC cry uncle. If the virus begins to meet up with some of the really dire predictions, then we will have a global recession.
By one estimate, U.S. oil production could fall 25% over 2 years, drilling a hole in the story of American energy dominance. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.